Bill Foster's entry into the St. Petersburg mayor's race adds another interesting personality into the mix of candidates to try to replace Rick Baker this fall. Creative Loafing's Wayne Garcia spoke with WMNF today about Foster and the several other candidates all vying to lead Florida's fourth largest city for a primary election that's still a half a year away.
Yeah, there is a long way to go, but you've got, you know, five really serious, fairly high-profile or well-funded people who you have to take seriously, and Bill Foster is one of those five. There's some other people, and then there's former Councilman Larry Williams is out there talking like he may possibly run. That would make it six and even more crowded. You know, I think a lot of people tend to characterize Bill Foster incorrectly because of some of the headlines about, you know, creationism and some of the social conservative stances that he took. But Bill Foster does tap into, I think, that electorate in St. Pete that has always been sort of, out Tyrone West, and people who feel like they're not part of the power structure, people who feel like that City Hall isn't listening to them. And I think Bill Foster will play very well with some of those people. I think he'll compete for quite a few of those votes with Kathleen Ford. And the question is, are they fighting for the same pool of votes, and who emerges from that? Because, I mean, she did finish second the last time she ran for mayor, and that's a lot more than you can say for Bill Foster since he hasn't made that run. So it's a very tricky race. You got two newcomers to it who are going to probably raise quite a bit of money. Devron Gibbons will raise a lot of Republican money. Scott Wagman will raise quite a bit of Democratic money, and then Jamie Bennett, who has probably the best name recognition of the bunch. So it's impossible to handicap those, but we've been having them come into Creative Loafing and do some audio broadcasts with us, and we're talking about issues of where do you cut the budget, what do you do about the police department. There's this perception in some of the neighborhoods that the police department has been restrained in its ability to fight crime, and there's always underneath St. Pete mayoral races the idea of racial politics and whether we're still going to have that be an issue or not have that be an issue. Mayor Baker was the first person to run citywide and sort of tear some of those racial barriers and politics down because he had support both from white neighborhoods and black neighborhoods where it just used to be sort of Central Avenue was a dividing line. So I think it'll remain that way, but there's no doubt. I'm not sure I would know why anybody would want to be mayor of St. Pete. They're going to have terrible budget cuts for at least the next 2 years. And I don't think I've had a single person sitting in our studios tell me that that there's no way that they cannot negatively impact the service levels of all of the things they provide over there. So it's going to be hard to find a lot of rays of sunshine in some of their campaign rhetoric.